On March 8, 2000, of the city's indoor workers could go on strike, leading to the closure of 39 city-owned early learning and childcare centers, alongside the cancellation of other city-run programming. On Friday afternoon, the City of Toronto said it is engaged in ongoing negotiations with the Canadian Union of Public Employees Local 79, CUPE 79. The union's members work in areas like public health, ambulance dispatch, shelter services, water and food inspection, child care and long-term care, among other services. Despite the ongoing talks with CUPE 79, the city issued a statement outlining how a strike would cause possible labor disruptions to various services. As well as childcare centers, a CUPE 79 strike would see the city's March break camps canceled. Refunds will be issued for any paid recreation programs that are affected, and clients will not be charged for days that city-operated childcare centers are closed, a statement reads. Emergency response services, including the Toronto Police Service, Toronto Fire Services, and Toronto Paramedic Services, will not be impacted by a possible strike, officials confirmed. The Toronto Community Crisis Service, Winter Road and Sidewalk Maintenance Operations, and Senior and Long-Term Care Services would also continue during a disruption. Water operations, court proceedings, and city-owned shelters will also remain open during a potential strike. On February 19, the City of Toronto received a no-board report signaling negotiations between CUPE 79 and the city are at an impasse. Ontario's Ministry of Labour granted the no-board report, which allows CUPE 79 to be in a legal strike position, and the city in a legal lockout position, at 12:01 a.m., or 1 minute past midnight, on Saturday, March 8, 2025. What does CUPE 79 want? Among other items, CUPE 79 is seeking better pay for union members, many of whom make minimum wage and lack benefits, according to CUPE 79 President Naz Yadalahi. Bargaining between CUPE 79 and the City of Toronto began in December 2024. The city said it remains committed to negotiating a new collective agreement that reflects the important work of city employees while also providing value for money for Toronto residents and businesses. City officials have offered CUPE 79 members the same general wage increases that were successfully negotiated with Toronto Civic Employees Union Local 416, which consists of the city's outdoor workers. Members of the latter union, CUPE 416, will see wage increases of between 3 and 3.95% year over year, a 3.95% increase in 2025, 3.9% in 2026. 3.8% in 2027 and 3% in 2028. The city has noted both unions' members are all part of the same labor environment and have received the same general wage increases for the last 25 years. Earlier this month, Yadalahi pushed back on the offer and said CUPE 79 represents an entirely different workforce. While that deal may have been appropriate for CUPE 416, it is not going to be something that we can accept, she said. In Friday's statement, the city said it has also tabled targeted salary improvements, alongside the proposed increases, in order to address jobs where the city is not paying at market levels. These proposals include a significant investment in recreation staff that will ensure 92% of all part-time recreation hours are paid above minimum wage, the city said. In comparison, last year, 57% of all recreation hours worked were paid above minimum wage. The offer from the City of Toronto would see $2.7 million invested in recreation worker compensation, officials said. Part-time staff working in long-term care homes were offered the wage increase, as well as improved guarantees of daily hours and a boost to the number of guaranteed shifts per pay period. Nurses, call takers, dispatchers and their training officers, law clerks, prosecutors and municipal standards officers were yesterday offered special wage adjustments through negotiations with CUPE 79. The city said this wage adjustment would bring these jobs up to market levels. In January, over 90% of CUPE 79 workers voted in favor of a strike mandate. The union's contract with the city expired at the end of 2024. With files from Toronto Today's Catherine Manny.